Up next, we'll have Coach Leach of Washington State, and we'll open it up for questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. And your first question comes from a line of Chris Dufresne with the LA Times.
Mike, I wondered if you had any reaction to the situation of Cliff and Brett Bielema this week.
I don't have any reaction. I know both of them.
Both
good guys. I don't have any reaction.
Maybe a question about this ongoing philosophical battle between conventional versus what all you guys are trying to do. I mean, is it time for this to end in terms of, you know, the what you're doing is here to stay? And do you think, you know, the pendulum will ever swing back to where it was or what guys like Brett are trying to do? Is this a dead argument?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think that, there's a lot of good ways to do it, and I think that there'll still be a lot of innovation in sorting that out. And I also think that, old ways will resurface from time to time because in football, that happens. But, spread passing offenses, I think a lot of, sometimes the power runner guys feel like you're threatening their religion a little bit. And I think that, you know, the fact that it's, spread passing games now even dominate the NFL, I think, I don't know, maybe they're afraid that the, and I'm not talking about Brett. I like Brett
right.
quite a lot, known him a long time, but, it's being put out of business, you know, by spread passing teams. But you add kind of the contrast of things, of course, between those two teams. But both good guys, and both of them I've known a long time. I do think spread passing games are taking over and have been for quite some time.
One quick follow-up. The issue of pace of play that was such a big issue a couple years ago, that seems to have disappeared. I mean, some of the teams that were complaining about it are now running offenses that they said a couple years ago were dangerous. You feel comfortable that issue is finally put to rest?
Well, the notion that it's dangerous is absurd. I mean, and it's been absurd from the beginning, and I've been quoted on it quite a lot. I mean, I don't really have anything to say. I haven't said already, but, I mean,
yeah.
It's clearly not dangerous. And then, what dangerous is having enough time to rest your All-Americans, dust them off and put them back out there and, have them tee off again, I think there's a quickness and a flow to the tempo offenses that, makes everybody move fast, but it's a little harder to tee off, and so I don't think anything's dangerous. I mean, if they feel it's dangerous, all they have to do is play their seconds or their thirds, and those guys would obviously like to play, so go ahead and play them. So these guys run around with a heavy conscience, which I'm sure there's none that are. The stuff on that, that's just manufactured stuff to try to push an agenda. And,
yeah.
Those guys using that as an excuse. I wish they'd be a little more honest with us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from a line of Rob Cassidy with Rivals.
Hey, Mike. Just kind of wondering what you see as the biggest differences in recruiting challenges between you being at Washington State and when you were in Lubbock.
They're similar from the standpoint that a lot of people hadn't seen Lubbock and a lot haven't seen Washington State. But once they do see it, they love the place. We just were named the safest campus come with. We're just named the safest campus of any of the Division One, any of the BCS schools, and so it's a very safe, pleasant place. People come here really like it, but in a lot of cases, they don't have an initial visual because they don't pass through here or they haven't been here.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Jacob Thorpe with Spokesman Review.
Hey, Mike, I'm kind of following up on that last question. I wonder with the bye week this week and the chance to get out on the road and do some recruiting pretty early in the year, if you think that might be particularly helpful at Washington State, given that it gives you a chance to get out and sell and maybe try and get some kids in for visits earlier in the year than you otherwise would.
Well, it's helpful. I mean, anytime you can go out, we've got everybody out on the road for portions of this week. So, yeah, everybody's out recruiting, and I do think that helps.
Thanks.
Do we have any more questions for Coach? All right. Thank you, Coach.